listening to That's Life. I'd like to start the program out this morning with a word of prayer. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, my prayer is as we begin today that your will would be done. Father, I pray that you would use this message in a way to encourage us today, and just ask this encouragement, God, in Jesus' name, according to your glorious grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I wanted to start by sharing with you a story that I shared the other day on the radio and will be sharing again on Sunday in my sermon. I had the opportunity on Mother's Day to go to my mom's house, and I always enjoy going back home for a number of reasons. I got to see all my sisters, and some of their kids were there as well, and we had a great visit. Obviously, got to visit with my mom, and seems like there's never enough time to do that. But one other reason that I like to go back home is because my mom still lives in the home that I grew up in. So when I go back to her house, I literally can go back into the room that I grew up in. When we spend time in her living room, that's the living room that I grew up in, that our family played games in. And we were out back this Mother's Day, and two of my oldest kids were climbing the tree. Well, that's the very tree that I grew up climbing. And so for kind of old time's sake, I climbed up into the tree and actually took some pictures of myself in the tree. Now, I didn't take any pictures of the fire department that had to come and take me out of the tree. But I bring that up to say, sometimes I think that we live in our past. Whether it's good or bad, sometimes we tend to be chained to our past. But as I consider the scripture, I think that God doesn't want us to live in our past. He doesn't want us to be chained to our past. In fact, I think of scripture verses like Romans 6:4 that talk about walking in newness of life, and Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 talks about, you know, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and his mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day the Lord has made, and on. I think the Bible is clear that God created us to live in the here and now. And I think sometimes we stay chained to our memories. And I'm not saying that it's bad to have good memories of growing up like I certainly did. But I think it's important that we move on from there and we live the life that God has for us now. And what I want to share on this podcast is one very specific way that I think sometimes we live in the past. And this isn't something that I'll be sharing in my sermon on Sunday, but I just think sometimes we get really bogged down as believers in our own sin. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And it's true, yet sometimes we really struggle with that. Sometimes we let our sins so define us and so affect us that we don't live in the victorious Christian life that God created us to live. I was thinking today about the Psalm chapter 130, where the Psalm says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to the voice of my plea for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman waits for the morning, more than the watchman waits for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities." I love that psalm. I love how raw it is, how brutally honest it is. It says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to my plea for mercy." Do you ever feel that way? Like, God, I screwed up so bad. God, I have failed you so bad, and it's out of the depths that I cry. The Bible says that our sin separates us from God. Well, we know that we're not separated from God's love. We know that we're not separated from the presence of God. Nothing can separate us from his presence. But we are separated from perfect fellowship with God by our sin. And so the psalmist cries out, God, I feel like I'm so far away from you. At least that's the concept that I see in this passage. He's saying, God, it's out of the depths I cry, out of the depths of my own, you know, self-made pit that I find myself in. You know, it's out of the depths of my sin that I cry to you, O Lord. And he says, I'm just crying out for your mercy. Mercy is not getting what we do deserve. And that is something that we should call on the Lord for daily. And praise the Lord that his mercies are new every day. And I love this verse. He says, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I love that. Lord, if you counted sin, who could stand? Lord, if you marked iniquity, who could stand? You know, Lord, if you counted our sins against us, no one would be able to stand. It is only by the grace and mercy of God that any of us have hope. And so I think of that song, what can wash away my sin? And the answer is nothing. Nothing can wash away my sin. There's no good acts that I can do to get God to love me more. There's no good acts that I can do to undo all of the things that I screwed up. And that should give us comfort because the song doesn't end there. What can wash away my sin? Nothing. You're condemned to hell. No. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I love that in Psalm chapter 130, he says, with God there is plentiful redemption. God purchased us back. He redeemed us. He bought us back. We are his. And he says, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And I think that the permanent principle is this. God will redeem us from all our iniquities. And I love that word, all, because I've screwed up a lot. I mess up plenty. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. Ask my kids. They'll tell you. I screw up a lot. I am in need of God's plentiful redemption. Yes, the Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. But God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from what? He says, and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. See, sometimes we live chained to the past of all the past hurts that we're carrying around. Or sometimes all those past sins, and we let that identify ourselves. And that's dangerous. Because if we identify ourselves as a dirty, rotten sinner, we're going to feel like a dirty, rotten sinner. And so we're going to act like a dirty, rotten sinner. And that's not where the Lord wants us to live. He wants us to live this kind of now life. We're going to be talking about that more on Sunday morning, this now life that God created us for. He wants us to walk in the newness of life today. His mercies are new every day. And so my encouragement for you today is don't let your past sins define you. If you've asked Jesus to be your Savior, if you've truly passed from death to life, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And maybe you found that you've messed up. Maybe you're struggling with a particular sin in your life. Friend, don't let that define you today. Don't let it. Don't let that stymie what God wants to do in your life today. God's mercies are new every day. So what does that require of us? Well, I guess it requires of us to live in the fullness of his grace, to live in the fullness of his mercy. So pray with me. Father in heaven, forgive me of my sin, I pray. Make me new. God, I'm so sorry for the way that I've hurt you. I'm so sorry for the sins that I'm so easily entangled with. But God, I thank you for the truth that your mercies are new every single day. And I pray that I would walk in those mercies. God, I pray that we would walk in the fullness of your mercy, because your mercy said, no way, not my son, not my daughter. They are not going to get what they deserve. Because God, if you counted sin against us, who could stand? Just like the psalm said, of course we couldn't stand before you. Father, we just lay ourselves at your feet right now, and we plead for your mercy, and we plead for your grace. God, I pray that you would encourage us again. I pray that we would be able to walk in power again and walk in strength, God, even after we've stumbled, even after we've turned our back on you and we've sinned. God, help us live the now life. Help us live in the power of a redeemed life, God, so that our righteousness would shine brighter and brighter like the noonday sun. Father, I pray that you help us fall in love with you again. God, we've been distracted by the things of the world, and they do call out for our attention and our devotion, and sometimes we give in, God. Sometimes we're weak in that. Our spirit's willing, like the Bible says, God, but our flesh can be so weak. And it's true too, God, sometimes we become callous to the things of God. And our hearts are prone to wander, God, and we're prone to chase after the things of the world. I pray that you give us a sensitivity again to you, Lord, to the things of God. Father in heaven, I pray that you forgive us when we kind of played games with you. I pray that we would be the people that you created us to be. And God, not just a facade when we go home to our families, not just a facade at church, God. I pray there would be a genuineness in us through our relationship with you, through the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, I pray that you come and you have your way in our hearts, that you have your way in our lives, our marriages, our families, our relationships with our parents. If we're parents, our relationship with our children, Lord, with our spouses, at school and at work. God, I pray for personal spiritual revival in my life and the lives of those who are listening. Father, I pray for revival in our churches. I pray for revival, God, in our communities. God, I pray that we would be a people that stay near the cross. In other words, God, that we would be a repentant people, that we would walk in your mercies and in the grace not to stumble, not to sin. Father in heaven, I ask all of these things in Jesus' name, and to your glory I pray. Amen. And now, God's is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So let's live for God's kingdom by his power and to his glory. And until next time, God bless you.